If you look at the two supplementary illustrations on the label, you'll see that there are two prints that precede this painting. One is by the famous Baroque artist Peter Paul Rubens, who was active in Antwerp and who was the most famous painter as Rembrandt was coming up in the world, and the one that Rembrandt really needed to challenge. The other is by Rembrandt in conjunction with a collaborator named Johannes van Vliet. Both these pictures show the descent from the cross. In the Rubens, you'll see a flowing composition, almost like a waterfall of figures, gracefully removing Christ from the cross. In the Rembrandt, you see a sharp criticism of Rubens and Christ coming down as a dead man, as dead weight, without that glorious sense of flow and beauty. It's meant to be an ugly scene. It's meant to be a horrific scene. It's meant to be a scene of mournful sadness, of internal thought, rather than so much the external show that Rubens presents. Whoever painted this picture that we see here had both of these prints in mind, and we can see that clearly if we look at the composition of the two. For instance, the cross is painted much more in the position that Rubens used, and yet the dead weight sense that Rembrandt infused in his picture is clearly present here.